glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Well, be prayed, turn over to 12:3. 4:3.
Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we humbly bow to you this morning, Father, first and foremost, thanking you for another day of life, another day of health, another day to be clothed in our right mind, to be able to come and be able to worship and fellowship in your name, Lord. God, we just want to thank you for being the mighty God that you are, the head of our lives, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for all of who you are. Lord, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for the ability to be here, to be able to assemble, God, to be able to hear another portion of your word, to be able to hear sing praises to your name, and be able to pray and talk to you, oh God. And God, we want to take this time, Father, to just ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, Father, both known and unknown, Father, as we walk through this earth, Father, knowing that this carnal body that we live in, Father, makes it very difficult, Father, but we know that you have already given us a way to walk, Father. We would just do so. Father, we ask at this time, Father, that you will bless those, Father, and keep those, Father, that were mentioned that are sick, Father, that if it be thy will, that you will bring them back to their appointed health. Father, we ask that you would also bless those, Father, and keep those, Father, who have been bereaved, Father, on this day, that you will comfort them and comfort their pain, Father. We ask, Father, that you will continue to bless those, Father, who wish to be here but could not. Father, we also ask that you would bless this congregation, bless the leadership here, Father, that they lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Father, we ask at this time that you would also bless Brother Skippy in his message this morning, that he has a ready recollection of the words that he has learned and he is studying. And, Father, that you guide his words, Father, in the way that it is to go. If there's any in our audience today, Father, that is seeking you even more so, that those words will help bring you more closer to Thee. Father, we ask that You just continue to guide us and keep us safe, O Lord, in this world in which ways are going, that we don't know one thing from the next, Father, but we know that of all the uncertainty, You are the most certain thing of all, Lord. Father, we ask that You would just continue to love us, guide us, keep us safe. We ask all these things in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The taking of the communion service, that's theme 404. 404.
The thing that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. I'm human and human. Forget, so remind me, dear Lord. Things good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scarring His hand. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I cannot. Throw back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. I'm human and human. Forget, don't remind me. Remind me, dear Lord.
As we can read in Romans chapter 5, starting at 6 through 11, we read of how our Lord Savior gave His life to overcome the weaknesses of this world. For as each of us know, we did not have the power to save ourselves from the punishment of sin. And also, our Lord and Savior didn't give His life because we were perfect or that we were so deserving. Or as you can read in chapter 8, while we were yet sinners. So He was willing to give His life, even though this world was full of sin. And He lived a perfect life. You know, He did no wrong. And He was still willing to endure the punishment and ultimately give His life. So, now let us be mindful of that as we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper. We have the two emblems. We have the bread, which represents His body, and we have the fruit of the vine. which represents his blood. So at this time, let us give thanks for the bread. Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Heavenly Father, for giving us this opportunity to come together on this first day of the week, to gather around the Lord's table, Heavenly Father, to fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, to come together in remembrance of thy Son's sacrifice on that cross, Heavenly Father. That even though this world was so flawed and so full of sin, even though thy Son lived the perfect life, that he was willing to become that sacrifice, that perfect sacrifice without spot or blemish. And we pray at this time, Heavenly Father, that as we're about to partake of this bread which represents his body, that we'll do so in a manner that will be pleasing and that will glorify thy name. For this we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's continue in our thanks for the cup. Our Father God in heaven, Lord, we so humbly bow before your mighty throne, Father, at this time, Lord, we're ever mindful and thankful for thy Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose willingness to give up his life, Father, become that perfect Lamb of God, submit to the cross at Calvary, Father, the shedding of his blood, Lord, the blood which cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Father. And Lord, at this time, as we're about to partake of the cup, help us clear our minds, Father. Help us reflect back to think of our Lord and Savior. Remember his sacrifice for us, Father. Lord, as we pray, as we're about to partake of this cup that represents his shed blood, Father, that we might do so in a way and in a manner that's most pleasing and acceptable unto thee, Father. And we ask this in the name of thy Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
If anyone has been overlooked during the partaking of the Lord's Supper, you raise your hand. Seeing no hands, we have another portion of our worship service, which is giving. And as you can read in 2 Corinthians 9:7, we should be mindful of the manner in which we should give, the attitude that we should have when we give. We should not be, hesitant or have any doubts, but to be full of joy and to be thankful for this opportunity to give back. So at this time, let us give thanks for the opportunity to give. Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Heavenly Father, for all thy blessings, for just the gift of life. And we know it was you that allowed us to rise from our beds this morning, Heavenly Father. It's you that blesses us with our health. It is you that provides us for comfort. You get us through the hardest moments in our lives, Heavenly Father. It is you that provide all our joy. We're just so thankful, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to give back. and just you're blessing us with the ability to work, Heavenly Father. Give us all of our talents and just our will to go out and to provide for our loved ones, Heavenly Father. And we just pray at this time, Heavenly Father, as we prepare to give back, that we'll do so in a manner that it'll be pleasing in thy sight. For this we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
And before the lesson in the scripture reading, let's turn to me on the 463. 462. You can use your can if you can. Use your
can. I walk with the Savior. Each step of the way, I trust him to guide me. I am in my day, not ready tomorrow, nor what it may bring. I'm safe in the keeping of Jesus the King. My night and my day, eternal the hall, eternally fair, where we shall be upon, awaiting us there, who walk here with Jesus, each step of the way. With joy we shall enter the city of death, of wonderful beauty and mansions of air. His own shall be changed, may life in that day, because we walk with him each step of the way. Step of the way, my night and my day, secure the home, eternally fair, where we shall be loved, awaiting us there, who walk here with Jesus. Each step on the way.
We will be reading this morning from the book of Psalms, Chapter 90, verses 10 through 12, if you'd like to follow along with me this morning. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. It's Psalms, chapter 90, verses 10 through 12. And it reads, "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain the heart of wisdom." Skippy will be Skippy will be doing our lesson this morning, and it's Making Our Life Count. Now we're having our lesson, my brother Skippy Norman.
Say good morning. Truly God has blessed us once again to be able to come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We know that today is one of those snow days. We're just glad to see each and every one of you that could make it out. But one thing about today is we're just glad that God has allowed us to be able to see the snow, see the weather that we are having. Again, if you're visiting with us, we do count you as our other guests. It's glad that you came to be a part of this service this morning. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day and for your blessings, this opportunity you've given us once again to assemble ourselves together this morning. Thank you for those who have taken part in our service thus far. And now, Father, as we're about to go into your word, that we focus upon your word and what it has to say to us in our situation. Lord, at the conclusion of this message, there be things that we've fallen short of. Give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Gather in your word the things that I say, Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Making my life count. If we want to make our life count, we need to find the strength in God's resources. Every person's life is like a power tube with an electrical plug. When we plug into God, His resources flows into our lives to empower us to do what we cannot do on our own. In other words, the love we need to care about people, the patience we need when we are frustrated, the courage we need when we face fear, all of these things come from being plugged into God's grace. And He helps us to make life count. Well, how? By knowing that, number one, your days are numbered. So number your days. Psalms 90 and verse 12. And what is meant by this particular thing, that your days are numbered? So number your days. It means that time is limited. There are only so many hours in the day. The last time I checked, that there was 24 hours in the day. That is by God's design. And when God created the world, He created the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. He created the earth to spin as it revolves around the sun. And very early on, we learned to trace the movements of the sun across the sky to measure time throughout the day. And so we have 24 hours each day to work, to sleep, rest, to play, to worship and pray, to take care of business, to enjoy family and friends, to pursue our personal projects. But what is fascinating is to consider is that each of us get the same amount of time each day. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. It doesn't matter whether you are young or whether you are old. It doesn't matter what continent you live on, whether you live in the city or whether you live in the country. Each person on planet Earth gets the exact same amount of time each day. But what you do with your time, that's what is important. Some people have regrets about their lives because they wasted time doing insignificant things. If you would invest your time in anything, let it be in touching lives for Jesus Christ. Let it be spreading the gospel and be the one thing that propels you and gets you up. Go about each day. See, we got to understand that not only is there only so many hours in the day, but you and I need to understand that there are so many days in our lives. In Psalm 139 and verse number 16, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which is continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. In another translation it says, all the days is ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Each of us only gets a certain amount of time on this earth. And that time is ordained by God. Some people live long, healthy lives, but then while others' life are cut short. And so the Bible teaches you to view your life as brief and quickly passing. In Psalm 39 and verse 4, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail that I am. Again, in Psalm 90 and verse 10, it says, teach us to number our days, aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Knowing that your time on this earth is limited will help you to make wise decisions concerning the time that you have left. And so the first step in making your time count is to understand your days are numbered. So number your days. But then secondly, there is a time for everything. So manage your time well. When you look in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and you begin to read those verses 1 through verse number 11 and on, he says there's a time for everything. And then he starts listing those things. Well, what is Solomon saying in chapter 3? Well, he's saying that in our lifetime, we will experience both good and bad, victories and defeats, sadness and joy. And God knows that these things will happen. He wants to help us through them if we allow him to. And so there is a time for everything. So you need to manage your time well. This begins with prayer. It begins with the Word of God and making sure your priorities line up with God's priorities. Some people, they spend their whole life climbing the ladder. And then they get to the top only to discover it was leaning against the wrong wall. You need to make sure that God's priorities, you need to make sure they're your priorities. For in Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." You need to make sure the task on your calendar, it lines up with God's overall purpose for your life. See, there are two things. I want to make sure that I do with my life. Number one, I want to make sure that I'm pleasing God. I want to make sure my life is pleasing to God. But then secondly, I want to make sure that I made a difference because I was here. And so we need to find God's balance in your time. In other words, how can I squeeze the most out of each minute, the most out of each hour? See, there is a time to work hard, and there's a time to rest. There's a time to focus on projects. There's a time to focus on people. In Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 11 says, God has made everything beautiful in his time. Time is a gift from God. And God has given you sufficient time to accomplish everything he has called you to do in this life. But then, thirdly, the days are evil. So be careful how you live. When you look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15 through verse 17, he says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now notice what he said, the days are evil. That simply means that we live in a sinful world where sinful choices are made each day. And each of those choices defile God's good gift of time. And because the days are evil, God urges you and I to be careful how you live. See, there are three things I want us to see from this verse in Ephesians. And this lesson is yours. First of all, live as wise and not as unwise. That includes numbering your days aright and managing your time well. But it also means avoiding sinful and harmful decisions. See, it's one thing to misuse the time God has given you. But it's another thing to abuse God's gift of time. These are evil days, and temptation abounds. The enemy comes to steal and kill and to destroy, and you need to watch out. You need to be careful. That's what Paul writes when you look at Romans chapter 13. Beginning there with verse number 11, Paul says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantingness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." These commands for right living are given within the context of time that God has given us and the time that we have remaining. The days are evil, so be careful. Be careful how you live. Live as wise and not as unwise. But then, secondly, you need to make the most of every opportunity. That's what Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, make the most of every opportunity. That's in the NIV. In the King James Version, redeeming the time. See, make the most of is an economical term which means to purchase. It means to redeem. Every moment, every person, every situation is an opportunity for God's Spirit to work in you and through you. It was Carl Sandburg who said, time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Be careful lest you let other people spend it for you. So how do you redeem? How do you redeem the time? How do you make sure that you are spending the coin of your life wisely? I suggest to you, first of all, be sure to spend time with family and friends. Y'all listen, life is filled with unpredictable moments. It's sad that we have to lose people in our lives to realize that we should start to appreciate the ones that we have. Parents, spend time with your children. You always hear people say, those years go by so fast. And there is a reason why they say that, because it's true. Time goes by so fast. And your children need you in their lives. There is no better way to communicate your love to your children than to spend time with him or with her. But then enjoy the people in your life. Invest in forgiveness. Someone might have a family member, loved one, a friend that you may be upset with this morning. You may have had a disagreement and you're holding on to that. Time is short. Let it go. Maybe you didn't see eye to eye with them. Let it go. If something were to happen to them tomorrow, let me ask you a question. Would you regret not picking up the phone, just telling them, I'm sorry? Forgive me. Would you regret not moving past the roadblock in your relationship to be civil with them again? Life is unpredictable. You don't want to wait till someone pass and start thinking about what you should have done. It's too late then. Now is the time to make amends. Now is the time to cherish your relationships while you have them. But then learn to live in the present. Don't waste time worrying about the future. Don't waste time regretting the past. You only have each moment as it comes. So start making the most of the time that you have left. Because when you worry about the future, when you regret the past, you are wasting the present. There is an old Family Circle comic strip that says, yesterday's the past, tomorrow the future, but today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. It's a gift from God. Enjoy the moments that you have upon the face of the earth. Receive every moment, receive every minute as a gift from God, and you will learn to live in the present. But then thirdly, enjoy. Enjoy the good things that God has given you on this planet while you can. Because he said, I come to give you life, and I come to give it to you more abundantly. Make each moment of your life count. You don't know when you're going to leave this world. I don't know when I'm going to leave this world. But I know one day we're going to leave this world. And for the remaining time that I have left on this earth, I want to make it count. Make a count for God. I want to be pleasing to him, because one day I got to stand before him. And I got to give an account of everything that I've done, whether good or whether it's bad. You're going to have to give an account of everything that you have done, whether good or bad. So have you been making your life count? Have you been living your life wise or unwise? Now is the time this morning to clear your slate. Now is the time to cherish what you have while you have it. Because it can be taken away from you, or you can be taken away from it. You've not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has given you another opportunity to make it right with him. You heard the word, believe it to be true, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. If you're hearing a Christian, not been living as a Christian, sure, you've been making bad decisions, you haven't been using your time wise, now is the time to start today. Say, today I'm going to follow Jesus. Today I'm going to make my life count for the Lord while I'm here on this earth. Whatever the case may be, come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you are to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what for if you have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you are to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what for him to have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true, he's providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what for him to have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what for him to have his way with thee.